guidelines and the audio from the public participation portion of the meeting will not be available on our live stream. Recording, however, public comments will be available on the district's website tomorrow. Mrs. Moe, is there anyone who would like to make public comments?
David Chick.
David, thank you.
Come up here, man.
Make sure the mic is turned on with you.
Let's see, can you hear me?
Yeah, you can.
Haven't been to a board meeting in a while, so first of all, thank you for all you do, and know it's a ton of work. I did come to speak to talk about the referendum. I emailed many of you. Historically, I've been a big supporter of investment in facilities, big supporter of all-day K. Think those are investments that our community need to make. I voted against the referendum. It took my house that was in walking distance of two schools. We're in Forest Glen. Our kids go to Churchill, or one did, now at Hadley. The other's still there. And put them in Spalding, which was a bus trip. So I wanted to touch on some issues because I think I'm maybe an example of someone that normally would have been very supportive regardless of the tax implication. Because investment in schools is important. And if anybody thinks that, you know, an investment doesn't have a benefit to the community, I think you can look at a lot of the communities that invest a ton in their schools and you'll see really good impact on housing, on development, on the community in general. So some things I'd ask that you guys consider. One, I know you're going to spend a lot of time looking at your sourcing of information. I'm sure you already have. Was it your own biases that might have influenced it? Was it they just gave you bad information? Was it sourced from the community? It could have been any of these things. I can tell you, knowing some commentary about the survey that was received by my wife, it didn't totally get to the heart of the matter from in terms of maybe addressing what you guys are trying to address. Boundaries. Again, I highlight that was an emotional issue from us, and maybe there's this element came up in your guys' discussion, product or marketing. What was it? But I think it was both, in that the product, it both created engagement from those that were opposed to it, but you also didn't get the engagement for those that were for it. Because you had some people that might have been for it that were negatively impacted. But there's too much us versus them in this discussion. And I think on this issue, recognizing the previous referendum passed by 11 votes, I think it was, or 10, this is a topic where it's got to be not an us versus them, but how do we move forward? So if you're going to come at it with, we need to do better engagement.
30 seconds, Dave.
Yeah, it really needs to come from a place of better engagement to get us, not convince more to be yays than nays. Finally, you need to decide, is this all day K or is this overcrowding? Or is it both? But the message needs to be a bit more concise and consistent. Because tonight your conversation kind of hit on both. Yeah. And lastly I'll say, and I know I have seconds here, engage with the, and I'm sure you did, but engage with people that maybe voted no.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. Don't worry.
Appreciate
your spending the evening with us. Yeah, it's been a while. Mrs. Moe,
anyone else?
Erica Nelson.
Thank you.
Yourself.
Thank you
very much. Erica Nelson. I live in K Road in Wheaton. I'm the parent of two students who went to Churchill Hadley and are Glenbard West grads. I just want to parenthetically say that I typed this up prior to listening to tonight's reflection on the referendum, so there is an element of this that sounds prophetic based on your conversation, but I want to share that. I do want to say a couple things, two observations on the presentation from HumanX. And to the student board members who are here, it is a wonderful thing to know that your administrators and your teachers, and for the board to know this as well, care enough about what they're doing to want to keep improving. And so having used the Gallup survey with clients of my own, it is such an important tool, so I was really grateful to hear that. The November 8 referendum question has been answered by members of the community. Our work as a community is not done, however. Our students and the students who will come into D41 depend on the civic responsibility that members of the community accept to be forward-thinking, addressing current needs and educational opportunity that have for years, set D41 students apart as they enter high school. Quoting a friend, an important part of education is to prepare young people to navigate the challenges that lay before them and society, which means educational institutions don't stop growing, they don't stop improving. A social media comment regarding the Illinois report card offered congratulations to District 41 on the exemplary status, top 10% in the state, and commendable status of our schools, with the comment, and all with half-day kindergarten. But achieving this ranking depends on continuous growth, leaders and educators who repeatedly ask, how can I do more for my students? What can I change tomorrow to increase understanding? What does my staff need? Which resources will bring the content to life? In other words, how does the district keep growing so that every single student is given the chance to achieve their potential as learners? As our whole community considers the importance of commitment to our schools and educational growth, I think specifically about the children who are most at risk for not meeting their potential. As you continue reflecting, and thank you tonight for this robust reflection on the educational and building needs for our kids, consider placing resources for expanded learning where it will benefit our students who do not have the discretionary funds for enrichment programs or tutors outside the school day or during the summer months. Why not a full-day kindergarten program piloted at Churchill Elementary that will direct resources where they may make the biggest impact? Investing in children, that's the goal for high-performing districts. Thank you for your commitment to serve all our kids. Keep moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much.